In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome to today's edition of Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed. Today is Thursday, the 21st of March, 2019. We thank God for yet another gift of a new day. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. O God, who delight in innocence and restore it, direct the hearts of your servants to yourself, that caught up in the fire of your Spirit, we may be found steadfast in faith and effective in works. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 5 to 10. The Gospel is taken from St. Luke, chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. I read from the Gospel. There was a rich man who used to dress in purple and fine linen and feast magnificently every day. And at his gate there used to lie a poor man called Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to fill himself with what fell from the rich man's table. Even dogs came and licked his sores. Now it happened that the poor man died and was carried away by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. In his torment in Hades, he looked up and saw Abraham a long way off with Lazarus in his embrace. So he cried out, "Father Abraham, pity me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in agony in these flames." Abraham said, "My son, remember that during your life you had your fill of good things, just as Lazarus had his fill of bad things. Now he is being comforted here, while you are in agony. But that is not all. Between us and you, a great gulf has been fixed to prevent those who want to from crossing over from your side to ours and from ours to yours." So he said, "Father, I beg you then to send Lazarus to my father's house, since I have five brothers, to give them warning so that they do not come to this place of torment too." Abraham said, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them." The rich man replied, "Ah, no, Father Abraham, but if someone comes to them from the dead, they will repent." Then Abraham said to him, "If they will not listen either to Moses or to the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone should rise from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. There are still many Lazaruses waiting for you. There are still many Lazaruses waiting for you. Dear friends, today we are presented with the popular parable and story of Lazarus and the rich man. By narrating this story to us, especially during this time of Lent, the Church wants to draw our attention towards something we may not be taking note of. It is about being sensitive to the needs of those around us, being sensitive to the needs of others, and not only that, but also doing something practical, however small, to make their conditions better. we recall that one of the major pillars of Lent is charity or almsgiving. We are daily witnesses of all the hunger, suffering, and pain in our world. We cannot pretend or say we have not heard or have not seen. As we move out of our homes, there are thousands of beggars out there in the streets. There are many refugees in need of help. There are many homeless. There are many in hospitals or out of hospitals because of no means to pay their bills. There are many not schooling because of no means. We know some, and we see some on TV or read about them from the papers. The question is, what are you doing as an individual to help these people? What am I doing as an individual to help these people? It is not enough to sigh and lament at the sufferings we see. It is not enough to blame governments. What are you as an individual doing at your own end to help? It is very easy to live in our fortunate state and enjoy our hard-earned wealth, yet to close our eyes to the needs of others around us. Lacking sensitivity. This is where the rich man went wrong in today's gospel. He had worked hard. He earned his wealth justly and was enjoying the fruits of his labor. Truly, hard work pays. He was a good man after all, because even while in his torment, he would not want his brothers to suffer with him, and so begged that someone be sent to warn his brothers not to join him where he was. He was a pretty good fellow. But while living on earth and enjoying his fortunate state, he failed to see Lazarus, who was not as fortunate as he. He was not sensitive to the needs of others around him. You may ask why he went to hell. He went to hell because of the sin of omission. At the Confiteo, that is the prayer of I confess at the start of Holy Mass, we say, I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do. In what I have failed to do. When we fail to do our duty, we sin. That is the sin of omission. It was the rich man's duty to feed the hungry, but he did not, and that is where he sinned. He was blind to it. Sin is not only about what we do, it is also about what we fail to do that we ought to do. Not all the less fortunate need physical things. From Abraham Maslow's pyramid of needs, some people just need affection. Some people need protection. Others need affirmation. So ask yourself, how many more Lazaruses are there in our world dying of hunger because you have failed to feed them? How many more Lazaruses are dying of cold because you have failed to clothe them? How many more Lazaruses are dying of loneliness and lack of love because you have refused to visit them and open your heart to them? If you are a student, how many more Lazaruses are in your class in need of your assistance but you have failed to help them? In your office, how many more Lazaruses are there? That worker who is hated by all or not spoken to or often criticized because they do not know how to do their work well. How often have you gone to their help to aid them, to show them how to do it? I watch over TV. I read the papers, and I see many non-governmental organizations, foundations seeking financial assistance to assist those in need. Why not do your duty and give your own little quota to care and assist the many who need your help? If you are not confident and do not trust such organizations, as there are some these days that take the money people give to enrich themselves, why not go to the ground yourself? You need not go far, even around your neighborhood. One way also to do this is never to throw food away. Before you throw food, think of the many dying of starvation wanting that food you are throwing away, like Lazarus. When you cook, cook what is enough for you, and when you serve yourself, serve what you know you'll be able to finish. The rich man was eating and throwing food, and there was Lazarus just waiting to eat even what fell off from his table, but did not have the opportunity. During this Lent, beloved, I propose that you open a little bank. Save money you would have given up for other pleasures, beer, clothes, travels, internet, etc. At the end, you would be surprised how much you would have saved. Let your savings then go for charity. This is the meaning of fasting and almsgiving. You fast to save the money to give it away as charity. Do not let that Lazarus pass you by or go unnoticed. Do not live in your fortune alone. Stretch out to help the less fortunate. Remember, whatever you do to the least of these brothers of mine, Jesus says, you do it to him. If you let that Lazarus pass you by, that is Jesus, and that is your heaven you have let pass you by. Do not go to hell because of the sin of omission. Do not be too insensitive to the needs of those around you. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.